Welcome back to another EP.
To another EP of the POD, boy.
Ah, man, it really feels good to just sit down and relax for a little bit and talk and share my feelings. And man, it's kind of funny, man. When I was, younger, I was aspiring to basically not ever be still, I was always wanting to be active, jumping off the roof. As a matter of fact, you know what? At one time, I got pushed off I was 2.5-story window at my grandma's house. And I'm going to take you down this dark path just because I don't know why my brain started talking about this. This is not what I want to talk about this week. And as a matter of fact, it happened again. I was supposed to upload a podcast yesterday, but got caught up in other stuff and kind of the train ran its course off course. I derailed basically. Okay. I didn't have time to really get into it or anything, but, what was I going to say? Yes. So anyways, I was pushed off a 2.5-story window and I came out unharmed, mind you. Okay. Now this happened because, my cousin, I think my cousin pushed me, his name is, to remain anonymous, right? Those of you that know me know who I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you a story really quick just because I don't know how I started talking. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was really active. That's what I was talking about. And the whole thing is that now I'm really glad to be sitting down. But real quick, we were in my grandma's house. We were on the highest floor, which is the 2.5 floor. The thing is that there's 2 floors technically, but there's a half. There's a floor in the bottom, and then you go up some steps, and that's the 2nd floor. And then you go up some other steps, and that's the 3rd. You know what? It's 3 floors, okay? It's 3 damn floors. And we were playing in one of the, upstairs bedrooms, and Jesus, this light is glaring the crap out of me. Jesus. Okay. We were on the, the 3rd story, and I was playing with my cars, and I was with my cousin, who, again, shall rename anonymous. Shall rename?
What?
Shall remain anonymous, okay? And we're playing cards, and I opened the window because I was a kid and I was an idiot, obviously. And my grandma comes in and she's like, we're playing with the cards, right? And like, doo doo doo, whatever, whatever noise cars make when I was making those noises when I was younger, right? Jesus, give me 1 second here. Okay. Yeah, this light was glaring. The screen was glaring at my right eye. Because I'm facing away from the screen. Anyways, so we're up there playing, right? And we're playing on the windowsill, and I open the window, and my grandma comes in, and she closes it, and I'm a kid, right? I'm rebellious. I'm like, what? Did she just close the window on me, dog? Obviously, that's not how I spoke back then, right? How I spoke back then, right? So I was like, all right, you know what? I don't let no one tell me what to do. So I open the window again after she leaves because she closed it on us. And we're still playing, right? Me and my cousin, who again shall rename and rename. Again with the rename. ¿Sabes qué? Remain. M as in ma. Remain anonymous, okay? So we're playing with the cars. And, things are getting heavy, all right? I'm a freaking cop car. I don't know what's going on, all right? But there's all kinds of stuff blowing up. Our imaginations are wild. Again, I open the window. My grandma comes in. She's like, I just closed that window. Why are you opening it? Boom, she closes it again. And I'm just like, dude, who is this, who is this chick right now? Like, do you pay for my bills? You know how kids get? Do you pay for my bills, girl? Actually, that's how I am now. But anyways, so she closes the window again. And she leaves, right? She takes off. She's a thug. She takes off. She knows, if he opens that window, he's going to regret it, whether I smack him or something's going to happen. Anyway, so I open the window again in rebellion because I'm an idiot. And, we're playing with cars. And next thing you know, I put my hand on the spring or the screen. The screen. On the screen. I think So what I felt was a push, right? But I was, what, 10, 8, 9? So I don't remember. Maybe I'm delirious, but I sure as hell can tell you this. I didn't jump out on purpose. I didn't jump. I didn't leap like if I was Batman, because I felt a gentle tug. Maybe it was an angel teaching me a lesson, or maybe it was the devil himself, you know? But I felt a push. I thought it was my cousin. To this day, I remain to think that maybe it was him. You know, or her, because we don't know who he is, because I'm not telling you who it is. And those of you who know who it is know who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to mention who it is if you don't know who it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I feel to push. Son of a God. I felt a push, and next thing you know, I'm looking at the sky, right? So I'm falling down a third story, and I'm just like, you know, it all happened like slow but fast. You know, so I'm falling down and I land on the grass, right? I fell three stories on my back from the third story window. And it all happened so fast. Like after I fell, the fall itself felt slow. Like, you know, have you guys seen the Toy Story? You know, where Buzz Lightyear is like in denial, where he's like, no, I'm a space ranger. And then the little guy is singing, but no, it can be true. It can fly if I want it to, like a bird in the sky. I believe I can fly while I fly to infinity. And he climbs up the rail, right? And beyond. And he falls, right? Because he realizes, holy crap, maybe I am made of plastic, right? So he falls down, right? That's exactly what I felt like that. You know how that ding, 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 ding. The music, you know, makes that little, you know, decrescendo into that silent death sound ambience. That's what I felt like when I was falling out the window, and I was like, oh my God. And then as soon as my body hit the ground, which I did not feel, by the way, everything after that happened so fast. So I fell on the ground, and one of my aunts comes out, like not my aunts as in my mother's sister, not as in an hormiga, right? Not a freaking bug. Like my aunt comes out, and she's like, oh my God, mijo, are you okay? And she picks me up, right? I kind of had a broken neck, and she picked me up like I was a trash bag. Mijo, because I heard that when someone, you know, gets in a car accident or they fall down really high and they're still on the floor. I was lying still, okay? I was like freakishly lying still. And she just picked me up. Mijo, what happened to you, mijo? She picked me up and boom, you know, she takes me up. But what if my neck was broken? She could have killed me, you know, or she could have made me paralyzed. Maybe I couldn't feel my left toe. Or my right thumb, maybe. As a matter of fact, I have another story regarding that. But I'll jump into that in a little bit. I really, this is not what I wanted to talk about, I swear. I'll go back to my normal, you know, scheduled programming, if you will, right? But anyway, she takes me up, and everything's happening so fast. Next thing you know, there's an ambulance in front, the firefighters, you know, cops, you know. There was a taco guy on the other side selling burritos, you know, selling tacos. I don't know, I guess he saw the hype, and oh, maybe I can make some business. He came. There was a bunch of people going on, right? So they take me up to this, you know, the entrance to the door, the entrance to the first door, I mean the front door, I'm sorry, is on the second floor. So when you go up, when you walk up to the house, you go up some steps and you go into through the front door, which is on the second floor. It's kind of weird, obviously. It sounds really weird. But I lay on the couch and they put me on a stretcher and they're like, oh my God, mijo, are you okay? And then the paramedic's like, let me check his pulse. So then he touched my left testicle. I don't know what the hell they were doing to me. I don't remember, okay? Maybe it was my right testicle. Maybe there were no testicles being touched. But my point is that they were doing examinations on me and we were there and they're like, are you okay, son? Can you feel? You know how they hold up the one or two fingers in front of you? Like if you're an idiot, how many fingers am I holding up? And I'm like, wrong. I have one behind my back. Boom. You don't know what's going on. Let's get you to the hospital. Right. So they put me in an ambulance. They take me to the hospital. And then, you know, I don't remember even my parents being there. I just remember I was in the hospital. I don't remember who I was with. And they tell me, okay, you're going to have to take off all your clothes and you're going to put on this little gown with your entire back exposed. And I'm like, really, dog? Like, is that really necessary? Like, maybe it is, right? Maybe I'm in, because I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, unless I'm a medic in Battlefield 1, Then I'm a doctor. I'll revive you, bato. Revive me. No. So I'm like, all right. So I stripped down, right? You know, and I heard, you know, yeah, I put on the gown and everything. And turns out nothing's wrong with me. The whole point is this, that ever since, and as a matter of fact, I didn't feel any pain. When I fell out the window and I landed 3 stories down onto the grass, I just fell. I didn't feel any pain. I didn't feel anything. That's awesome, right? I mean, that's a miracle, if you will, right? But I didn't feel anything, and it was a pretty crazy experience. But so they tell me nothing's wrong with you. The whole point is this, that ever since that day, my family, you know, on that side of the family that knows the whole thing, they think that I jumped out the window deliberately, intentionally jumped out the window because I wanted to be Batman, okay? And that's insulting, all right? Because I was maybe 10, 9, 8, even 5. I was a genius, all right? I've always been a genius. Maybe I'm an idiot, but no, really, why would I jump out of a window? I mean, why would I jump out a window just to prove that, you know, I seen Toy Story, dog, you know, at that age, I had already seen Toy Story. I already knew the deal. You know what I'm saying? I already knew that Buzz can't fly. So why could I fly if Buzz can't fly? But he can fly. Because at the end, you know, oh my God, we're going to blow up. Not today. And then he falls and comes back up with some magical plastic, you know, wings or whatever. My point is this. I would not deliberately or intentionally jump out of a window to prove that I can fly or I can't fly. I wouldn't bet my life on that. Like, you know what? I wonder if people can fly. And you know what's the perfect experiment? Risking my life to find out. No, okay, I'm not freaking, you know, Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, you know, risking his life that this monster is going to kill him just to prove if he can. Never mind. That is a dumb analogy. Anyways. They, ever since then, they call me, hey, Superman, hey, Batman, and they call me that now, which I don't mind because Batman's like to die for. He's my favorite superhero, okay? He's, you know, if I could be Batman, I would be Batman, but first I need to get some money, then I can be Batman. Honestly, if I had the money, if I had the funding, if I had the, just, you know, any, you know, sort of secret money source that I can access, you know, I would definitely try and be Batman, right? I mean, what's to lose? What do you lose if you try and be Batman? Like, let's say you I mean, just to live it out one night, you know, like, let's say you meet some thugs. Hey, what are you guys doing? You got a problem, buddy? All right. Let's relax here. And then go back home. You know, you made a night out of it. You tried it out. It didn't work out, you know. But at least you tried it. That's not on my bucket list, all right? But anyways, ever since then, I have been called Batman, referred to as Superman. You know, I heard a couple Spider-Mans occasionally. I told a story in my English class. You know, they made fun of it. You know, they thought I was lying. But no, I did not jump out deliberately or intentionally to prove any sort of, you know, hypothesis or something. Okay, I feel like my cousin, who shall remain nameless, him or her, I can't freaking talk today, man. I'm tired. So anyways, my whole point to this huge and long, elaborate, pointless story was to tell you that I'm feeling really relaxed right now sitting down in this chair. As opposed to, you know, when I was a kid, I can, you know, fall out 3-story window and basically walk away like nothing happened because I was a thug like that. I was a pimp, okay? I'm Batman, you know? I had a Batman suit I did have a Batman suit and a Superman suit. Doesn't mean that I knew I was Batman. But I knew that there was some limit to, like, okay, I'm not really Batman, right? And then I would, like, look at myself in the mirror. Well, maybe I am. No, I knew I wasn't Batman. So anyways, I'm really relaxed right now. I'm really tired. Had a long day, really long day, long week, long weekend. Honestly, I have never felt like, dang, you know what? This vacation is taking way too long. I need to get out of this vacation right now. Because it wasn't really a vacation because it's just, okay, so in other words, Thursday was Thanksgiving. Friday, I got it off. So we got Thursday and Friday off from work. Hallelujah, that was awesome. And obviously, we don't work Saturday and Sunday. So we got a 4-day weekend. So to me, a 4-day weekend is this. Either I go somewhere for a day and come back, or I just stay at home, you know? And it's not long enough for you to be, it's not like it's a full week. Like, okay, you know what? Boom, let's go to Cali. Let's go to, you know, San Antonio. Let's go to freaking, I don't know, anywhere that's not here. It's not enough time, 4 days. So I was stuck here, right? Obviously. And let me begin with this. Okay, Thanksgiving has become maybe a nostalgic holiday for me, because the only reason I look forward to Thanksgiving, obviously, is to be thankful for everything that I have, because, you know, everyone knows that I am thankful for what I have. But, you know, all of that aside, the main point of the holiday aside, I don't really get excited for it the way I used to when I was a kid. The only reason I do now, if I feel anything, is only like a nostalgic, you know, memory. Like, oh, you know what? This is back when I remember when we used to do this in Thanksgiving. But now it's like, very bitter. And I don't know, like, I don't really feel the Thanksgiving anymore. And you know what? One of the big things that I blame it on is our Thanksgiving Day parade. And like my brother says, it's freaking AIDS, all right? It's a sucky freaking parade. And this is what I don't understand, okay? We have so many dumb events in El Paso that people try to promote, and nobody goes to them, okay? We're talking about the Burrito Carnival, or I don't know. There's this dumb, a lot of dumb festivals they have, though. The Wine Tasting Festival, and the Horseshoe Festival, and the Poke My Ear and Stuff Your Nose Festival, and the Taco Festival, and the Churro Buy One Get One Half Off Lick It and Pass It Festival. There's all these dumb festivals, and not a lot of people know about them. Not a lot of people go. And that's where all the money's going, you know? The trucks coming in with low, like freaking bouncing on the... You know, freaking, they're investing all these money on these food trucks, or I don't know. You know, obviously those are individual owners, but my point is this: we're investing the money in the wrong place as a city. And I don't know why I'm even, you know, ranting about it, because I don't even vote. I'm not a voter. Okay, I don't even vote for the damn president, because see, in the morning, I'm still gonna wake up, go to work, and have my cup of coffee. See, so I think that my one vote doesn't really matter, and I don't really care, to be honest. I should. I know I should, and it sounds horrible that I don't vote, and, you know, bite me, because, you know what, but then this is a crazy thing. What if there's a lot of people that think like me? And I know there is. That's taking out... See, one vote, it's one thing if only I thought like that, and the entire world was like, dude, you're crazy, bro. We're going to go vote, okay? Which, you guys chose Trump. Which, you know, I prefer over Hillary, to be honest, because I prefer a crazy freaking guy than a freaking crazy lady that's been making all these secret emails and all this crazy, you know, I don't know. My point is this: I'm not a voter, and maybe I should become a voter. I don't know. You know, I have to care enough. If there was like a president was like, you know what, free college or something crazy, like, oh, hell yeah, I'll think about voting. Even then, maybe I won't. Because I like, will my vote really make a difference? Because, you know, the whole electoral college, and, you know, like Cat Williams says, I never seen an electoral college. Did it have a basketball team? Because I ain't seen these Anyways, you know, the whole point is, at the end of the day, I feel like my vote may not matter. Of course, I can be horribly wrong, and I am really wrong, because there's a lot of people that think exactly like I think. So that causes a domino effect, and half the country doesn't vote. And the ones that do vote for the crazy guy with the yellow, you know. Oh, that's fake news. Or how did he? I'm trying to do the impression. I can't. I'm not a Donald Trump impersonator. But what was I going to say? Jesus, I lost my train of thought here. Yeah, I'm not a voter, right? But I think that, okay, so my whole point is this. We have all these other events that nobody cares about. And there is money being invested into those festivals somehow. But the one holiday, not the two, not one of the two, not one of the collection of one of few, the one freaking godforsaken holiday in the entire year that the entire city, and I mean the entire city, comes together. I mean, there were people parked on the freaking gateway on the freeway, right? The entire city comes together. The one freaking event is the most AIDS, freaking Ebola, trashy, freaking dumb parade I could ever, dumb event ever. You know, because before 5 years ago, it was awesome. You know, there were people, there was floats and people like, you know, there's a couple things that I do enjoy about the parade, which I'll get to in a second. But mostly everything is freaking horses and the pooper scoopers. And then a couple of cars, La Migra, the firefighters, the cop cars, and then the Migra otra vez, just to send a signal, just to strike fear into our eyes, just so we can know. You know, that's all it is. And then again, the damn horses, and then the pooper scoopers. This is how bad the parade is, guys. I want you to understand this. The parade is so bad that when the pooper scoopers, okay, those that scoop the poop, he who shall scoop poop shall be known as a pooper scooper, and a pooper scooper he shall be. You see what I'm saying? So when these people are passing after the horses, which by the way is like a 2 mile gap between the horses and the pooper scoopers, because that's just how it is. El Paso parades have a 2 hour gap or half an hour gap or 3 mile wide gap between one float and the next. All right, like, oh, it's over. No, you see 2 miles down there? Yeah, there's more. You have to wait a half hour before they come over here. Jesus, can we at least have a freaking consistency of pooper scoopers and horses? At least we have to see a horse at freaking 20 minutes, half an hour later, scoops the damn poop, half an hour later, cop car. It's too much, man. All right, is my point. Anyways, it's so bad that when the pooper scoopers come by, our crowd was cheering for them. That's right, church. Halawa. The crowd was cheering for the pooper scoopers. That's how horrible our parade is, because we know, it's so boring. We're there, okay? We're there because we have nowhere else to be in the morning on Thanksgiving, because it's festive, you know? Hey, we're going out, being in a crowd. It's cool. That's cool, you know? I'm not going to lie. But once the parade starts, it's AIDS, you know what I'm saying? But before it starts, the atmosphere there, it's cool. Everyone's walking in the street, you know, people passing by. You see your tío, you walk a mile, you see your cousin. You see all kinds of people, right? It's cool. But once the parade starts, it's freaking Ebola, all right? That's my point. And please disregard my, infection metaphors. I got that from my little brother. Thank you to him. Everything that is not up to par for me, I call it AIDS or Ebola. You know, or something, freaking salmonella. Anyways, Jesus, I went too horrible. So that's how bad it is. We're cheering for the pooper scoopers, man. I mean, the pooper scoopers, that's what we're cheering for now as a freaking city. You know, so every time they would pass, you'd be like, yeah, pooper scoopers. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. And really, like, I thought it was funny, you know. But really, I'm like, dude, is that really what we're cheering for right now? We're cheering for pooper scoopers. Yeah, you scoop that poop. You scoop it like it ain't nobody's business, boy. You better scoop it. You better scoop it before they poop it one more time. And you the Cupid of the... I don't know, man. It's just... Is it really that horrible that we're cheering for the guys that scoop the crap? Can I just go out there and take a dump on the floor and have someone scoop it up? I bet you that would be interesting. All right? You know... And not to mention, there's a lot of people there that think, you know how there's people on I'm sure they're just like every other parade in every part of the city, you know, every part of the world, every part of the country, it's in a street. And obviously there's going to be some houses that, you know, touching the street. So there's people sitting in front of someone's house on the sidewalk. You know, it happens because there's a bunch of houses and stuff. However, thanks to my job, I know where usually the property line lies for the people that own those houses, those properties, because the sidewalks, usually, you know, by default or whatever, they belong to the city, right? So, I'm getting there. I'm barely arriving at the parade. You know, we're looking for the spot. We were meeting up with the family of my wife, and we come in front of this house, and there's a couple guys there, and they have this table set up, and they have like a couple signs, you know, like hot chocolate. You know, donuts, coffee. You know, they're selling on their driveway, right? But they want to have a space clear in front of them so people can walk up and buy from them, which I can understand, you know. But I just I take things to heart, you know. I don't know. That's how I am. I don't know what it is about me that if you tell me, hey, Danny, no offense, but your hair's kind of ridiculous right now. I'm like, well, you just offended me. But I said no offense. Yeah, but I'm still offended, bro. I mean, you want to fight right now? Yeah, that's exactly how my mind works. It's like clockwork. I don't know. There's no cure for my mental disease. Okay, but anyways, I'm going up to this spot and where our family is. Right, there's those dudes are at the table, and I want to sit down. I have the according to you know to the face they made me. I had the audacity to sit in front of their table, you know, like, and I didn't care, right? And then you know, like, one of them was, you know, I'm pretty sure he was gay, which is nothing. I mean, I don't want to get into this, but I'm sure he's pretty sure he was, you know, or effeminate to some degree. Because when I sat in front of the table, I put the chairs up, you know, and my son had his chair, and we just set up the chairs and. I sat down. I had the audacity, like I said, to sit in front of their table on the sidewalk. Okay, mind you, on the sidewalk. I was not on their property. I was not on their driveway. I was not, you know. As a matter of fact, their tables were almost encroaching into the sidewalk. You know, so I almost had to tell them something. But, anyways, you know, those of you that don't understand what I'm talking about, don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Those of you that do know what I'm talking about know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways, let me get to the freaking point. I'm always freaking derailing to another topic here. I sat down in front of the table and he was like,
sir, excuse me, but can you move out of the way because you're blocking our business?
And I'm like, this isn't your property.
And he's like, yes, actually, this is my property. I own this property.
I'm like, yes, wise guy, that's your property. But see this little line here where the sidewalk and the driveway is? That's the line between your property and mine. And now, do you want to prove me wrong? Go ahead, get a survey. Damn, we'll charge you. We'll charge you double just because you're being, you know. But, yeah, so you're on your side. I'm on the sidewalk. This belongs to the city. So, on reality, I can sit right here in front of you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. All right? That's how my thoughts are coming out, dog. But that's not what I said. I was like, no, this is not your property, actually. And I told, he's like, yeah, this is my property. And I was like, oh, really? So, your property comes up to here where I'm standing on the sidewalk? And he's like, well, this property is mine. Yeah, this does not belong to you. This belongs to the city. You see, though, and I pointed out, you know, those of you that have any clue of what I'm talking about in surveying, or you know, generally your property line, there's usually, you know, where the walls are, where they end, or there's like some sort of control point there, and like you see those two, you know, points there, those two walls, those two gates, that's where your property finishes. I'm not on your property, so I'm gonna sit right here, and there's nothing that you can do about it. I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to relax, okay? And I sit down and I was like, yeah, that's right. And then there's this other guy. He's like, hey, yeah, do you want me to do something? I'm like, what are you going to do? What the hell are you going to do? I have a bad temper, guys, all right? And, you know, I hope God fixes that for me because I do have a bad temper. I have a good, okay, I'm tolerable to certain things. But when it comes to a stranger, like, trying to get in my business and trying to, like, start something, oh, I don't put up with that, bro. As a matter of fact, last Thanksgiving, all right, okay, let me get to that in a bit. You know, there's time here. We have time. We're barely what? Let me look at it here. We're barely what? 27 minutes in. We have time. So anyways, I'm like, what are you going to do? You know, we can't do anything. I'm not on this property. Boom. I sit down and I watch this horrible parade passed me by, this pooper scoopers. And before I get into what I did like about the parade, what I do, some little things that I thought were pretty cool. Last Thanksgiving, I almost got in another fight with somebody else. Now, they were kind of right, but I was kind of right too, right? It was kind of like, it was either way based on opinion. So basically, when it's here in El Paso, because we have nothing else to do, I don't know, maybe I'm sure it's the same in New York, Thanksgiving parade, Christmas parade, all these sick parades with these cool cities that I've never been to. I've only been to freaking El Paso, a couple places in Cali and Orlando when I was small, and freaking Juarez, all right? I've never been anywhere else other than, you know, Texas, San Antonio, Dallas, El Paso area. So it's kind of sucks that I've never been in New York. Anyways. These people, when they go to the parade, those that are very passionate about it, they go up there. The parade, let's say, for example, starts around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And there's people that get there at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, you know, to save a spot, right? Now, one of my aunts, her family, we would all do this. They would go reserve the spot. Obviously, I would show up like at 9:30, 10, but they already had the spot reserved. And they, keep in mind, this is the side of my family, my uncle's side, which is not our side. So my aunt is my mom's sister, but the man she married is my uncle. I'm sorry, guys. My voice is like horrible right now. The man she married, my uncle, right? The man she married is my uncle, whose family is not directly our family. So really, we really don't know his side of the family. So he invites a bunch of people. So we don't know who's who, right? So anyways, it's kind of crowded in this area. We're on the sidewalk. You know, we're not directly on the sidewalk because there's so many of us that it starts all the way from the sidewalk. You know, to about 50 feet back. We're all covered in our own family, right? But we don't know. Most of the people that are there, we don't know because they're from the family from my uncle's side, which is married to my aunt, which is a sister of my mom. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I'm making sense, but we don't know who's the family and who's not because we've never met them. So anyways, it was the first parade that I wanted to take my son to. I believe it was the first one because last year he was turning two. The year before that, when he was a baby, I think we took him, but he couldn't see, obviously. It was the first parade I wanted my son to actually see. Obviously, he was disappointed more than I was because he saw horses and taking a crap and people scooping it up. And anyways, I had the audacity, like I said before, the audacity, okay? I had the audacity to take, I told my girl and my mom, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the front. I'm going to get in front of all these people because I can't, my son can't see and I can't see. So I'm like, all right. So I get my son and I go to the front. And I get in front of a lot of people. But keep in mind, there's a lot of other people that did the same thing that were already there. They were already standing up. So, for example, there's people sitting right on the sidewalk or they're sitting right on the little curb where the street is so they can get a good spot. Now, there's a bunch of people that went and lined up in front of them. Other people were already there standing in front of those people that were sitting down. They were already covering them. They were covering everyone. But as soon as I went with my son and I was standing right next to those other people that were covering the other people, the people behind me were like, hey, bro, we were here first. We can't see him. Like, yeah, dude, but there's everyone else is here. I mean, I'm not the only guy here. Why are you telling me? And because that's just how I am, you know, because if you single me out, bro, I'm going to call you on it. Why are you singling me out? Huh? Because I'm brown? Is that because I look like a Mexican? All right. Anyways, I was like, dude, tell everyone else here, and when they leave, then I'll leave. I'm not gonna freaking listen to you. You're not my boss, all right? As soon as everyone else here that's right next to me that was already here blocking your view before, if you tell them something and then tell me something, and if they leave, then I'll leave. Otherwise, I'm not freaking moving. And I had my son in my arms, keep in mind, and then excuse my language, excuse my French, as they say, one of the guys behind me, he was like, hey, wise ass, get your ass, or hey, smart ass, get out of the way. You don't want problems. Oh, I don't want problems. Please, I do want problems. I feed off of this crap, okay? Sometimes I don't go eat a week without eating. Sometimes I just get in arguments, and that's what I feed myself with, all right? I want to freaking fight someone right now, all right? 1v1, me Call of Duty. Thumb wrestle, I'll sock you in the face. I don't care. We'll fight somehow, all right? But I'm always, you know, I'm hungry. I live for this, all right? I live for arguments, and I love it. If I can find a job, no, obviously, I'm wrong about that. I used to work at a call center at Dish. Did you hear what I said? It sounds like it's censored, but it's really not. I worked at Dish, and Dish. Okay, I worked at Dish, all right? And obviously, it's freaking AIDS because there's people that call and they don't have a social, they don't have money, they don't have any means of buying the service, but they want it. They want the service. It's like if I pull up to the... This is exactly the... I know I'm kind of going off here a little bit. I'll go back in a bit. I know it's kind of like this. Imagine, okay, me working at Dish was similar to this experience. Suppose you're a car salesman. Suppose you're a car salesman, right? I drive up to your lot because keep in mind this call center is an inbound call center. I'm not reaching out to you to bother you. I'm not driving out, or metaphorically to the other, you know, analogy, the car salesman, he's not driving out in the freaking roads looking for people to come to his dealership. No, the people come to the dealership, the calls come to the call center. Anyways, keep in mind, let's say you're a call center. Let's say you're a salesman, a car salesman. Let's say you work at freaking, what would be a good spot? I don't know. Freaking Hoy Fox Toyota. I don't know, right? So you're a salesman, and I drive up to your lot. I drive up to your lot, and I start looking around. You know, I start make a face. Like, let's say I brought a friend with me. I'm like, ooh, look at this. Or let's say I brought my wife and my kids. I'm like, damn, look at this car. And I start, like, I even open it and sit down. I'm like, ooh, man. And I start picturing myself, right? I already bought this car in my head. From what it appears in the outside, obviously in my head, you don't know what's going on in my head. So I'm walking around, and then I look for someone, okay? I look for someone, and I wait. Because when you call the call center, you don't get someone right away. You have to wait. Please hold. Your
average wait time is about 1.5 minutes. If you would like to stay on hold, press 1. If you would like us to receive a callback, press 2.
Anyways, I waited for... It's like if you wait for someone, right? That person comes up to you, right? Which is me. Because let's say I go up and the car salesman, which is you, you tell me, hey, you're looking to buy a car? I'm like, I mean, why are you trying to force me? Like, what? What's a good way to put it? Because I'm not painting the picture right here. So let's say... okay, let's kind of go... Let's backtrack here a bit. Okay, so the car salesman would come up to me, right? And he's like, you like that car? I'm like, ooh, that's a nice car right there. And he's like, hey, where's your trucks at? You know, I want to see the premium trucks, dog. Okay, I saw it on the commercial. I don't want the damn Toyota pickup in the back, okay? I want the big freaking Toyota Tundra, freaking 2019 souped up with two wheels in the back and an extra speaker in the freaking glove compartment. I want the one with the freaking backup batteries and the freaking... You know my point, all right? I want to see the freaking souped up Toyota where I push a button and boom, free HBO. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? That's the one I want to see. And he's like, yeah, sure. You know, he's motivated because he thinks that you're going to freaking buy the damn truck. You think I'm going to buy it, but you don't know what I'm going. You don't know what I'm there for. Maybe I just want to, I was bored, right? So he take me to the truck and I'm like, dang, bro, this is hot. This is off the chain, son. Boo, I want to try this off the lot right now. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, all right, man, let's get you inside and let's run a credit check. You know, let's see what we can get you. And he's like, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't have credit. I don't have any of that. I don't have a social or anything. Do I need a social? And the salesman's going to be like, I mean, what is a social, right? No, he's going to be like, well, I mean, do you want to buy the truck, right? I mean, you want to qualify yourself? Well, I mean, if you don't have one, that's cool, right? He's going to tell you that. Can we qualify someone else? Do you know someone that has a social or has good credit, whatever the case is? So we can, you know, try him out. Maybe we can get you the truck. Because I'm trying to get you the truck. In reality, he's saying, I'm trying to make this sale. But, and he's trying to tell you, I'll try to do my best that I can, you know. So is there anyone else that we can qualify? Like, nah, there's nobody else, man. Suppose you do have a social. Suppose I have one, right? I do have a social, but my credit is, you know, slightly not up to par, which is exactly true. My credit is terrible right now because of stupid decisions I made last week. But and I tell him, nah, I mean, I don't have good credit. I don't want to run it. Or, you know, I don't know my social. I don't know. Something, right? And he's going to be like, all right, I mean, don't worry. You know, let's figure something out. Do you want to buy it cash? Or do you want to buy this other car, this smaller car cash? We can get you something. I'm like, see, I don't have money. See, that's the thing. I don't have any money either. But I am sitting in the damn truck, okay? Almost damn near driving it off the lot. And I have the audacity to say, well, I don't have money or credit or anything. Do you guys have like a, you know, any other program? That's exactly the analogy as if someone calls you at the freaking call center asking for, yes, sir, let's qualify, man. Let's get you this TV package. Let's get you going, man. I got the hopper. I got the one that hops and the one that jumps. I got one that closes his eyes, but you don't know what's going on. I have all these kind of equipments for you, okay? And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so let's qualify you. What's your social? Don't have one. Or, my credit is bad. I don't want to run it. All right, you know what? Let's not worry about it, dog. Because you with Danny, bro. I got you, son. You ain't got to worry about that, homie. You don't need no credit. Because I can get it. Ain't no mean, you know. I don't know. I'm going off on. But anyways, you have to stay motivated on the line as a salesman. You know what? You don't want to use your credit. Boom. Don't worry. Prepaid. We'll get you prepaid. Pray for your equipment. We'll get you set. Don't worry. You don't need to run your credit. You just need to buy these boxes. You know, $50, $100. You know, it ain't no thing. It ain't no thing. You know what I'm saying? You just buy a $50, $100 box. Boom. You got cable. You ain't got to worry about a contract. And they're going to be like, yeah, it's because the thing is, I don't have money either. I don't have money or credit. Or I don't even, you know, like, and I'm like, dude, so why are you calling me right now? Why are you calling me? Jesus. And he's going to be like, well, it's because I saw the commercial. Well, yeah, dog. I seen the commercial for the cruise ship on Disney. That doesn't mean I'm going to call him and expect a freaking cruise if I don't even have credit or a damn $20 bill in my account. I can't expect a cruise. You know? Oh, my God. That's what I used to, you know, to deal with. At working at Dish, working at a customer service, or not customer service, and you know, we would get those calls once in a while. And oh my God, how did I start talking about this? Oh my God. Anyways, right? So I'm talking about... I'm going to backtrack a little bit here because I went off topic. I'm going to go back to what I was talking about when I was going to... Jesus, how did I end up talking about that? See, I was talking about, you know, I got in front of this someone. And if these other... If you're going to tell me something, tell these other people something because... And a wise ass, get out of the way. And somehow I ended up talking about Dish. Jesus, I don't know. I'm going to backtrack there a little bit. So I don't move out of the way in this parade last year. And this one dude, bro, this one dude, he has no hair. He's bald. You know, one of those cholo guys. Oh, yeah, homie, you want to get it on? We can get it on, eh? Don't look at me. Don't look at me, little puppet. Okay, we can do it on that, eh? See, you want to do it on that? Anyways, you know the freaking paint, the picture I'm painting for you. This guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, you better get... you know how the stereotypical cholo... Hey, what the... You better get the... You know... He comes up to me, hey, you better get the fuck out of here, bro. You gotta get out of the way, man. What are you doing here, huh? Oh, you want problems, eh? And he, man, this guy, you see, I don't back down, all right? I don't back down. Even if it's an old lady at Whataburger or this dude at the freaking parade, I don't back down from nobody. So this guy comes up to me, and our nose are almost damn touching, okay? I could be a freaking model for freaking homosexual marriages. Or, I don't know, a freaking commercial, because that's how close we were. Our freaking noses were almost touching. And he comes up to me, and he looks at me like, you gonna move or what? And I'm like, no. And then I'm looking at him, and I'm freaking staring at him, and he's staring right back at me. And he thinks that I'm gonna back down. I'm like, all right, man, you know what? You're right. I'm a girl. You know, I don't even know what I was doing out here. I don't even want to come to the damn parade. And my wife dragged me out here. My son's the one who asking me about the parade. I wouldn't even want to be here, dog. So you do you. I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna go back there, get some chalupas. I'm gonna get out of your way. You know what I'm saying? That's what he thought I was gonna do, but no, it's not what I did. So I stared right back at him. I stared into his soul. I could see the freaking intestines grinding his food and turning it into poop. That's how freaking deep I was looking into this guy. And he, I didn't back down. And then some dude had to come separate us because we were about to throw it down. I had my son in my arms too, which was probably not the wisest thing, right? But I was about to throw it down with this dude, man. And they separate us. We got to go back to the behind the line, behind the sidewalk, you know, just to avoid problems, because I was damn near about to smack this dude. And my, because like I said, all of that area is my family, right? That's that, all of us is that whole, you know, area was occupied by my family or my uncle's family, which I did not know. So it turns out that this bald, what the f***, hey, what's up, you wanna get out of the way, bro, hey, huh? You want some problems, eh? I'll cook it all night, bato. I'll cook you like a tamale, bato. Hey, I'll pop you like a zircon, eh? All right? This guy, he's freaking related somehow to my uncle's family somehow. So me and him were about to throw it down, and he thinks that I wasn't with them. He thinks, because he said, hey, dog, we were here early. Get out of the way. You're freaking defeating the purpose of us getting here early if you're just gonna stand in front of us to watch the parade. But he didn't know that I was with the very family that he was coming early for. I don't know if that makes any sense. He was coming early to save a spot for his family. I was a part of that family, you know, by third party means, but I didn't know who he was. So we almost threw it down, and they told me, he was like, yeah, he's part of, he found out somehow that I was actually with the family, because we were all there. I went back to my spot and we were actually all there. And he comes up to me and he's like, hey, man, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, dog, I mean, what do you expect, bro? I mean, what, you want me to say I'm sorry too? I mean, kiss my black freaking, I don't know, I'm going to finish the damn sentence, you know what I'm saying? But he, you know, he apologized to me, and I'm like, dude, what do you expect? And I let him, you know, what does he expect? An apology back? Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry too. You know, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm just going to go ask, you know, I'm not going to go into that. I didn't even say sorry. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it. And my mom's boyfriend is like, yo, let's jump this dude right now. And I'm like, yeah, dog, I'm freaking down, homie. And then that's when he comes down, and he comes up to me. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were with these dudes. And, you know, even if I wasn't, bro, I mean, why the hell you got to be a jerk to me, dude? I mean, we almost fought in front of her. And I'm going to die. Not so much that. You see, I'm not really scared of anything except cockroaches, which is the one thing I am scared of. And if I ever will see one, I will turn into a girl like, ah, freaking get on the bed, like, go kill it, you know. Ew. Like, that's the guy I turn into when I see a cockroach. It creeps me out, and it's horrible. And I, you know, I don't want to talk about it. That's the one thing I'm scared of, really terrified of. But getting in a fight or scared of someone, I'm not really scared of that, man, because I, you know what? My dad is the scariest damn person on earth, and I lived with him for 18 years. So believe me, I'm not scared of anything. And we were about to fight over this, and he turns out he's my family. So I'm not going to apologize to you, dude. So my point is this. I'm never scared to freaking get in a freaking confrontation. I don't back down. All right. The only way I'm backing down is if you back down. Is if you're like, all right, man, you know, it's cool. Like, all right, man, it's cool. We cool. We cool, dog. You know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to get up in my face, boy, I'm about to pop you, son. No, really. But if you're cool, I'm cool, you know? Like, if you're like, you know what, dog, my bad. We're cool. I'm like, all right, we're cool. But if you cross the line, like, if you put your hands on me, if you come up in my face, bro, and you damn near, like, you can hear me louder because I'm closer to the mic. If you get that close to me, man, believe me, there's a good chance I might not forgive you after that, okay? Because there's a line in the sand, and you cross the damn line, all bets are off. Anyways, so, you know, when this dude came up to me this year, you know, a couple days ago in this crappy freaking AIDS parade, and he's like, excuse me, can you get out of the way? You know, it's because he said it. You know what I hate? I hate people that are polite in a rude way. No, people that are rude in a polite way or vice versa, whichever the one the hell it is. I freaking hate people like that. Excuse me, your breath smells like ass. And I just wondered if you can have a Tic Tac. I hate those kind of people. I really do. And forgive me for my French. I'm sorry. But I hate those people. You know. And again, I get it. Again, I apologize for my language. I really don't, you know, condone that kind of language at all. But what I'm saying is this. All right. I hate people that like that. So the way he said it, like, he got his hands together like kind of like a witch from Disney. He put his hands together, his fingers, you know, and he's like, excuse me. Can you get out of the way? Like, he shooed me away like if I was some sort of dog. Can you get out of the way? You're occupying my spot and you're kind of in the way. Oh, man, pissed me off. So I stayed there. Obviously, you know, after like 20 minutes, I moved out of the way anyways because I'm a good guy. You know, I'm a cool guy, you know. Not to mention I had a tamale in my hand. I mean, who's not happy with a tamale in his hand? Which, by the way, is the best tamale I've ever tasted in my life. Right? So I moved out of the way, you know. But, you know, subtly. I didn't do it like looking at him like, all right, I'm sorry. I didn't even turn around. I just kind of like little by little moved out of the way out of courtesy purposes, you know, just to be cool. I'm cool if you're cool, you know. After I saw that he didn't do anything about it, I was like, all right, now maybe I'm being a jerk now. So, you know, I moved my chair to the side. You know, just because he's been cool, I'll be cool too. As a matter of fact, I even turned around. It's like, hey, dog, how much are your hot chocolates? He's like, oh, they're a dollar, sweetie. I'm like, all right, just forget it, dog. I'm not trying to, never mind. You know, I'm just kidding. I have nothing against it or anything. I mean, okay. Anyways, I'm not going to dive into this whole freaking, I don't even want to touch this topic right now. But yeah, I mean, I moved out of the way. But my point is this, the parade sucked. And I went, Jesus, 30 minutes talking about the damn parade. But anyways, they need to, that's my point from the beginning, from which I went on horrible tangents and talking about, you know, jumping out of a window to freaking car dealership to dish. I don't know how the hell I got there. Maybe when I hear this back, I'll be like, damn, that's where I freaking went off. I went off the rails there. But yeah, the parade is trash, dude. It's horrible. And that's where they should invest all their money. Because that's the one event, like I said, one event out of the entire year, there's a bunch of people going, you know, it's a bunch of, the whole city's going, you know, even the homeless guy's like, oh man, look at the horse, what the, yeah, can you have a dollar, I need a, everyone freaking goes to that damn parade, you know, there's those few people that, oh my god, I'm not gonna go, I'm gonna stay at home and make Starbucks, you know, there's those people, right, which we're not even gonna include those, you know, but anyways, My point is this, we need to improve our parade. It was horrible. I went on a rant. Today was a rant day for me, right? You know, it was, you know, other than that, it was a pretty long, believe me, I felt like the weekend, the vacation days or whatever you want to call it, I felt like it went on forever because I can't leave El Paso and I'm stuck at home and all I do is, you know, I'll either just chill, watch TV, play Xbox, you know, do something. But, I'm sorry about all these horrible tangents that I went off to. I was going to get one of my dudes in here to play that game again. It's called, what is that game called? Jesus, I forgot what that game is called. You put on headphones and we played it last week, you know, and I was recommending, you guys play with your family. It's a really cool game. And you put on headphones and you have to get, you can't hear anything. You have to guess what your friend is saying. The reason I'm mentioning it is because I just saw recently that Joe Sanegato, which, you know, big fan, he has no clue who I am, but a big fan anyways. And I'll shout it out too. You know, he just released the Joe Sanegato version of that, which I can only imagine has a bunch of, you know, adult phrases on there that you have to guess what your friend is saying. and the whole shebang thing. We do have Christmas to look forward to. Christmas by far will always be my favorite holiday, and I'm gonna say it now, and like I've always said it, I love Christmas. You know, that's me. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know. I'm sorry, I got carried away there, but I'm a Christmas dude, right? Obviously Black Friday passed. And you know what? I'm actually surprised. I didn't see the news. Maybe there was something that happened I don't know about. But for it to be a Black Friday, there wasn't that much going on. You know, there wasn't a bunch of, you know, people fighting over a pot. or what is it that Black Friday? I mean, other than TVs, all right? People fight over TV. I can understand a TV, you know? Like, dude, give me this damn... Okay, this is the thing. If someone gets the TV and he beats you to it and you want to fight him for the TV, then I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand why they fight for the TV in that way. But if you're the dude that got the TV and you're trying to defend other people taking your TV and you're fighting for that TV, then I back you up. You know what I'm saying? But otherwise, I don't see the point in fighting. Like, give me that teapot. It's $2 off. You know, because Black Friday deals are not the same as they used to be. You know, they're really not. I used to be all about that Black Friday, man. I used to go outside and, you know, go out there until 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, get home. And I would just like to go out there just to see the hype, you know. I like being around people. I like being in crowds. There's different kinds of people. There's people that are introverts, right? They don't like talking to people. They don't like being around people. They barely like to look in the mirror, okay? And there's people like me, extroverts, or I don't know if that's the right term, that like to... Yeah, it is a right term. They like to be open, you know. I'm very outgoing. I love to be in crowded places. I love to be around people. So that's why I would love to go to Black Friday. But this last time, I didn't really feel it. We did go out, you know, to Best Buy. I think what I bought like a case for my phone, and then we bought like a control, like a remote, which by the way is pretty freaking awesome. We bought like a control for the Xbox. It's like a remote control, not like a control, like a controller, like a player to play. It's like a remote control, like it would. It looks like a TV one, but it lights up every time you pick it up, and you can control the Xbox. As a matter of fact, it even programmed itself to control the TV. I have no idea how the hell it did it, because I don't think it uses IR blasters, or maybe it does. I don't know. But yeah, other than that, very long weekend. I did play, you know, Call of Duty a lot. I raged, and I uninstalled it and installed it, raged, uninstalled it, reinstalled it, went to the bathroom, raged in the bathroom, came back, installed it, reinstalled it, uninstalled it, you know, raged while it was uninstalling, raged back because I uninstalled it, installed it again, raged again. And it's a loop with me, you know, because I really hate that game, but I can't stop playing it. You know, I can't explain it because I have the Xbox One X and a good TV, you know, it's a 4K TV. So it looks pretty awesome. Call of Duty World War II looks awesome. And to me, my favorite Call of Duty game of all time has always been Modern Warfare Remastered. And I play Modern Warfare, first of all. But then they made the remastered one, which obviously I can't stop playing. But ever since I bought this Xbox One, the new one, the X and the TV, you know, and I tried playing the Modern Warfare on it. It looks horrible because Modern Warfare, I guess it hasn't been obviously optimized for the X or even, you know, HDR or 4K or enhanced, you know, graphics, anything. It looks pretty bad because I was used to World War II, which runs in native 4K, you know, and you know all these other games that I'm playing, Ghost Recon. I do play a lot of what's that game called? Jesus, where you're a SWAT team and. It's Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. That's a pretty cool game. That is not in 4K, but it still looks pretty cool. Anyways, I couldn't play Modern Warfare at Remastered anymore because it just didn't look as good as the other one, as World War II. But anyways, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, my friend today challenged me to a one-on-one. So as soon as I'm off of this damn podcast, I'm going to have to go destroy him. Destroy him. And destroy him I will. Then he will have to sell his Xbox. Because he's not going to be able to cope with my victory. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, man, I've been talking for a long time here. I feel like I did rant for a good minute of it, good chunk. How much are we here? Runtime coming up on 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 54 minutes, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if it feels like a long time, if it's just me talking. I do end up rambling on more when I'm alone than when I'm with someone else. Obviously, there's a lot more laughing when there's, you know, I got a buddy of mine here or anything. I might have a couple guests coming on within next couple episodes, couple weeks. I want to try a guest or two. kind of shake things up, you know, kind of change it up. Anyways, I always forget to mention this at the end of my podcasts. This is what, the fifth episode already. To me, it's gone by slow, because I don't know if anyone's, you know, kept up since the first one, but you know, for me, it's gone by pretty fast. I mean, it's already been more than a month, and I've released one every week, which, you know, brava to me. Brava. Bravo to me. Brava. Anyways, but yeah, I appreciate you guys tuning in and hearing my rant. Hopefully, we can have a... As a matter of fact, this is kind of off, you know, off the... Well, maybe it's not off the subject. I did not know this. We have a Christmas parade in Horizon, and apparently some sort of one in downtown that... we have some sort of Christmas parades that I did not know about. So I'm definitely going to go check those out. And maybe I'll tell you about it. Maybe I'll tell you some stories, you know, anything that's happened there. And I know for a fact, and I forgot to write it down. I know for a fact I did want to talk about other things after the parade, but I rambled on, and I don't know where I ended up for me to be 54 minutes in and just talked about a couple things. But maybe it's a good thing, right? Give you guys something to think about. Maybe laugh at my ranting. The dude I'm playing 1v1 right now, 1v1, which is 1v1, on COD, Call of Duty. Maybe he won't be on right now because he's scared of me, dog. But what was I going to say? Oh, my God. You know what? My train of thought is just, you know, it's out of coal. It's not out of gas because it runs on coal, right? Trains, I don't know. Do trains run on coal, right? Nor do they run on your imagination like freaking Sharkboy and Lava Girl. I don't know. Anyways, what I was going to say is that right now I've got a Call of Duty game to squash. I want to stream it. Maybe I'll get all but 3 views because I've never streamed in my life. So you know how that goes. You know, it's pretty hard to start up. What I was going to say is that the dude that I'm going to play with right now, that I'm going to wreck on, he likes playing with me in a party because I rage. I freaking rage online and I'm like, oh my God. And you know what? I did want to touch on real quick. I know we're coming up on 56, 57 minutes here, but what is it with these new Call of Duty games, man, that you can have, dude? This is what I always liked about Call of Duty before. You know, let's go back 3, 4, 5 years. You know, let's go back Modern Warfare 2. Let's go back even Modern Warfare 3. Man, let's even talk about Black Ops 1 and 2. But after that, dude, after that, it's just trash, man. After that, it's like the whole reason that I liked Call of Duty was for one big reason. I could have a pistol and I shoot you 2-3 times in the head, or one or two, depending if you're playing hardcore. Those of you that know what I'm talking about, you can shoot someone and they'll die. You know, you don't have to have the freaking epic version that this dude's been playing for 5 years. He quit his job to get this gun and he wrecks and nothing kills it. That's the reason I used to love Call of Duty. You know, now I just play it because out of, you know, routine. I just can't stop playing that stupid game. It's the... You know that when you're shooting someone and the X comes out when you're hitting someone, the hit marker, it goes... That sound is like a drug to me. I have to hear it. I don't know what it is. But that's what I loved about Call of Duty. And now it's just become... My point is this. Now, it's, you know, fast forward to World War II, I have a gun, right? I empty out half a mag into this one dude. Keep in mind, there's no juggernaut, right? There's none of that. So I'm shooting, I empty out half a magazine into this dude, and I'm just getting hit markers. But he's not dying. But he pops me with one bullet from his special, epic, you know, golden, diamond-crusted gun that he got from freaking seducing the... I don't know. But he got it, you know, a gun that I'm obviously probably never going to have because I'm going to have to play endless hours, which I can't, dude. I go to work, I go to school, go to church, go back to work, to school, to church, to school, to work, back to school, back to Whataburger, to McDonald's. I don't got time to be playing hours. So like right now, I'm going to have an hour and a half maybe to, you know, kind of enjoy it a little bit, you know, and, you know, get my grind on. So I don't have time to get these crazy weapons that these dudes are pop. These guys shoot you once and you die, you know? Like, and I'm like, you know, I'm freaking shaking, you know, and he doesn't die, man. He doesn't die. And also the random grenade tossing on the maps, please stop. Please stop. You're just throwing grenades across the map, which requires no skill, and you're getting triple kills with that, man. Please stop, Call of Duty. Who in hell, in real life, and we're talking about World War II, which, by the way, there's now, you know, incendiary incendiary shotgun shells. So, we're talking about World War II. Some dude shoots you with a bullet and you catch on fire. Does that sound like it's World War II to you? No. You know, if you wanted to make another sci-fi game, but just call it another sci-fi game. Call it Infinite. We had Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare. Call it anti-aircraft warfare. Call it something crazy, or spacecraft warfare, anything. But don't go back to World War II and then put a gun that sets you on fire when it shoots you. I mean, come on, bro. I rant a lot. Anyways, he likes to play with me, this dude, on the party, because I rage over the mic, and it's obviously hilarious, as you can hear. It's hilarious when I rage and I get pissed off, and you know, I go off on a horrible, like, crazy, you know, spin-off or whatever. I don't know. But anyways, like I said, damn, we just passed an hour. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. I do appreciate y'all tuning in. If you guys heard this week's episode. Like I said, it was supposed to be yesterday. Couldn't get some stuff to happen, so I had time to do it right now. So I wanted to do it, even though I'm really tired. That's all I got for today, and I will catch you all next week on the fly, boy. Next week on the fly. I will catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the fly. Deuce.